It's 2008.
What will I remember?
1 year.
Let's wind the clocks back a year.
In 1 hour.
What will I remember?
You're hearing voices from NPR, the best of public radio, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
30 seconds, everyone.
This week, a shortcut back through 2008. I'm Peter Beauchamp from WBAI, and I'll be ushering you through a year of speeches, songs, and sound.
I love words. I thank you for hearing my words. I want to tell you something about words that I think is important.
Most important thing that we can do right now is to re-engage the American people.
Really?
Yeah. There are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television.
Don't tell me words don't matter.
What a ratio that is.
I have a dream. Just words. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, just words. We have nothing to fear but fear itself, just words. Just speeches, just words.
As I say, they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really.
Don't tell me words don't matter.
A word is a word.
There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Are you kidding me?
Hidden life full of surprise.
Try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
Oh, man.
It sounds crazy.
The new frontier of which I speak is not a set of promises. It is a set of challenges. It sums up not what I intend to offer to the American people, but what I intend to ask of them.
Just words.
And what will I remember in 2008?
You know, not a whole lot of stuff can be pointed to and say, oh, that's what that year was about. This year was only about one thing.
I feel very hopeful at the end of 2008.
I feel change in the air. What about you?
I will work hard to ensure that the conservative philosophy and principles of our great party will again win the votes of a majority of the American people.
I see an America where our economy works for everyone, not just those at the top.
Our time has come, our movement is real, and change is coming to America.
Got a coin in the palm, I can make it disappear. I got a card up my sleeve, name it and I'll pull it out your ear. Trust none of what you hear, and less of what you see. This is what we'll be. This is what we'll be.
Polls are just closing, and the votes are still being counted in cities and towns across America. But there is one thing that we do not need the final results to know. Our time has come.
I see an America where we don't just provide health care for some people or most people, but for every single man, woman, and child. No one.
I feel change in the air. What about you?
I will work hard to ensure that the conservative philosophy and principles of our great party will again win the votes of a majority of the American people. And defeat any candidate our friends on the other side nominate.
I got a shiny saw blade. All it needs a volunteer. I cut you in half while you're smiling ear to ear. And the freedom that you saw is drifting like a ghost amongst a tree. This is what we'll be. This is what we'll be.
Gotcha. If elected, you'd be older than Ronald Reagan, making you the oldest president. Do you ever worry that, like, you might die in office or get Alzheimer's or some other disease that might affect your judgment?
Well, you know, my children for many, many years have questioned my awareness. Thanks for the question, you little jerk.
You know who I like is that John McCain. Do you folks like John McCain?
looks like the guy who goes into town for turpentine. He looks like the guy who's always got wiry hair growing out of new places. He looks like the guy who points out the spots they missed at the car wash.
Hey, Letterman.
Hi, how are you doing?
You think that stuff's pretty funny, don't you?
Yeah, well.
Well, you look like a guy whose laptop would be seized by the authorities.
What?
Look like the guy who the neighbors later say he mostly kept to himself.
You're hearing voices from NPR. This week, the voices are all from the year 2008.
You look like the night manager of a creepy motel.
Well, that's what I mean.
Senator McCain, you have said repeatedly, quote, I know a lot less about economics than I do about military and foreign policy issues. I still need to be educated.
Actually, I don't know where you got that quote from.
I got it from John McCain, and here it is. Quote, I'm going to be honest. I know a lot less about economics than I do about military and foreign policy issues. I still need to be educated.
I've got to convince people, because of my extensive background on the economy and knowledge, I don't have that kind of expertise to know exactly whether he has cut interest rates sufficiently or not.
John is an independent man who thinks for himself.
Our economy, I think, still, the fundamentals of our economy are strong.
This is a difficult vote for members of Congress.
I still need to be educated.
Many of them don't like the fact that our economy has reached this point.
Fundamentals of our economy are strong.
I still need to be educated.
My friends, John is an independent man.
My dear friends,
he thinks for himself.
Please,
oh,
please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The fundamentals of our economy are strong.
Oh.
When I asked John McCain about your national security credentials, he cited the fact that you have commanded the Alaska National Guard and that Alaska is close to Russia. Are those sufficient credentials?
They're our next door neighbors, and you can actually see Russia from land here in Alaska.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next door neighbors are foreign countries. They're in the state that I am the executive of. And
have you ever been
in
involved with any negotiations, for example, with the Russians?
We have trade missions back and forth. We do. It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia, as Putin rears his head and comes into the airspace of the United States of America. Where do they go? It's Alaska. It's just right over the border. It is from Alaska that we send those out to make sure that an eye is being kept on this very powerful nation, Russia, because they are right there. They are right next to our state.
I think there's a really good chance that Sarah Palin could be president. And I think that's a really scary thing, because I don't know anything about her. I know that she was a mayor of a really small town, and she's governor of Alaska for less than 2 years. I just don't understand. I think the pick was made for political purposes, but in terms of governance, it's a disaster. You do the actuary tables, you know, there's a 1 out of 3 chance, if not more, that McCain doesn't survive his first term, and it'll be President Palin. And it really, really bad Disney movie. You know, the hockey mom, you know, oh, I'm just a hockey mom from Alaska, and she's the president.
It has been quite a year of upheaval and infuriating nonsense and excitement and...
What troubles me is probably the economy like everybody else.
With each passing month, our country's faced increasingly difficult times. But everywhere I go, despite the economic crisis and war and uncertainty about tomorrow, I still see optimism and hope and strength. We've seen over the last 8 years how decisions by a president can have a profound effect on the course of history and on American lives. But much that's wrong in our country goes back even farther than that. We've been talking about the same problems for decades, and nothing is ever done to solve them. This election's a defining moment, the chance for our leaders to meet the demands of these challenging times and keep faith with our people.
We're from Arkansas. Had me a store there, kind of a general notion store. When the farms went, the stores went too. I had as nice a little store as you ever saw. I sure didn't hate to give it up.
What happened to the old bank? It was beautiful.
People kept robbing it.
It was a small price to pay for beauty.
Now, just remember that this thing isn't as black as it appeared.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the end of the world.
I have some news for you, folks. I was just talking to old man Potter, and he's guaranteed cash payments to the bank. The bank's going to reopen next week.
But, George, I got my money here.
It ain't guaranteed this place.
No, but you're thinking of this place all wrong, as if I had the money back in a safe. The money's not here. You're lending them the money to build, and then they're going to pay it back to you as best they can. Now, what are you going to do, foreclose on them?
I hope you're all comfortable.
We're following the breaking news. The stock market tanks.
Sooner or later, it all comes crashing down.
Crashing down.
Crashing down.
Crashing down.
When everyone's around, I bet you would have paid up all your cash down.
Your cash
and
down.
Not make a sound.
To make a sound.
But everyone knows now.
So you're sad.
777 and 2/3 points. It has never dropped so much in terms of points.
My first instinct was to let the market work until I realized that upon being briefed by the experts of how significant this problem became.
A broad range of institutions, big banks, small banks, savings and loans, credit unions.
Sooner or later, it all comes crashing down.
Crashing down.
Crashing. I bet you would have paid up all your cash down.
Your cash
and
down.
Not make a sound.
But
everyone knows now. It all comes crashing down.
Money. We gotta save something for a rainy day.
You sure you want to go through with this? Remember what happened in 1929? Okay.
If he wins, he will break the bank.
Who cares about the bank? I'm running a hotel.
You idiot. The bank is the hotel.
Keep your medals on, fat boy.
A nightmare just ate up your dreams. Sooner or later, it all comes crashing down.
Crashing down.
Crashing. I bet you would have paid up all your cash down.
Your cash
and not
down.
Make a sound.
Sound.
Everyone knows now. It all comes crashing down.
This is a shortcut back through 2008, the year in speeches, songs, and sound. You are hearing voices.
Ill about the position that America is in, and that we have to look at a $700 billion bailout.
We've got to do it.
Governor! Governor!
Not in the year. Not in the year.
Sir! Governor!
Yes?
Official business, sir.
Is it important?
It's very crucial.
Be with you in a minute.
Today, I want to briefly address a private matter. I have acted in a way that violates my obligations to my family and that violates my or any sense of right and wrong. I apologize first and most importantly to my family. I apologize to the public whom I promised better. I look at my time as governor with a sense of what might have been.
Here's what happened. It was one of those sting deals, and they caught Spitzer, Governor Spitzer, with a wire recording him soliciting a prostitute. And I'm thinking, holy cow, we can't get Bin Laden, but by God, we got Spitzer. We got Spitzer.
Freak on with a couple twins from Washington, D.C. One of them wore the American flag, the other sang Land of the Free. We, well, I'm not that patriotic, but the sisters really didn't seem to mind. When the sun rose the following
sad day for Illinois government. Governor Blagojevich has taken us to a truly new low. Governor Blagojevich has been arrested in the middle of what we can only describe as a political corruption crime spree. We acted to stop that crime spree. The most appalling conduct Governor Blagojevich engaged in, according to the complaint filed today or unsealed today, is that he attempted to sell the Senate seat. The Senate seat he had the sole right under Illinois to appoint to replace President-elect Obama.
She said, now, son, that you won, whatever you do, be honest. And I told her, of course, Mama, I'll be honest, because that's how you raised me. She said, that's good, son, I know you will.
So far, so good, now I'm on some kind of street.
People were telling me, oh, you're such a great person, such a great lawyer, such a talent. You're going to go, no telling what you'll do. And this was when I was 30, 31 years old. Then I went from being a young senator to being considered for vice president, running for president, being a vice presidential candidate, and becoming a national public figure. All of which fed a self-focus, an egotism, a narcissism, that leads you to believe that you can do whatever you want. You're invincible. And there will be no consequences. It's a huge mistake in judgment. But the important thing is, could I ever get to that place and allow myself to let that happen? And anybody watching this broadcast or who hears about this, who wants to beat me up for this, they should have at it. The truth is, you can't possibly beat me up more then I've already beaten myself up.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal anything from anybody, and I didn't know I was doing anything illegal. I thought I was confronting friends and retrieving my property. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of it.
And I said to Mr. Simpson, I didn't know if he was arrogant or ignorant or both. And during the trial and through this proceeding, I got the answer.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of it.
I don't believe there's any cloud that hangs over me.
Governor, well, getting back Governor, to that, can we...
I think there's nothing but sunshine hanging over me. Let me answer that. True question is, and by the way, I should say, if anybody wants to tape my conversations, go right ahead. Feel free to do it. I appreciate anybody who wants to tape me openly and notoriously, and those who feel like they want to sneakily and wear taping devices, I would remind them that it kind of smells like Nixon and Watergate.
Today's regulatory environment, it's virtually impossible to violate rules. And this is something that the public really doesn't understand. And if you read things in the newspaper and you see somebody, you know, violate a rule, you say, well, you know, they're always doing this. But it's impossible for you to go for a violation to go undetected. Certainly not for a considerable period of time.
Bernard Madoff, a guy who's supposed to know the ropes and get huge double-digit returns on investments year after year, when other people are losing money.
Whenever I go down to Washington and meet with the SEC and complain to them that the industry is either overregulated or the burdens are too great, they all start to roll their eyes.
I want to be wicked. I want to tell lies. I want to be mean and throw mud pies. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I want to see some dissipation in my face. I want to be evil. I want to be mad. But more than that, I want to be
ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
She was the pinup queen of the universe.
I need you to lift your knee up and see.
But for Betty Page, life was more than just a pose.
Tell me, what do you think of all this tying up business?
Oh, I enjoy acting very much. Smile, Betty.
The notorious Betty Page.
$15 billion
Oh my God!
Madoff was released on bail. It's funny that a comment like that was kind of made.
Oh my God.
Mastermind of the Mumbai
Tax. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I only have one question.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Heads up!
It's 2008.
Heads up!
Shortcuts.
Here's another one. Another one.
And a shortcut.
And another one. Why you all in my ear?
I'm Peter Beauchamp of WBAI, bringing you a shortcut back to 2008, this week on Hearing Voices.
Voice authorization required. Accepted.
Hearing Voices from NPR continues in just a minute.
2008.
You know, between the election and who's it going to be and this economic stuff, I think a lot of people have just been kind of on hold.
Now everything, all our hope is in the future.
Hearing Voices is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. From NPR, this is HearingVoices.com.
You are hearing voices. This week, the voices are all from the year.
Away they go.
2008.
The champion underwater. Up he comes, Phelps, and he's pretty much in front.
You have a new book.
Mm-hmm.
It is called No Limits, The Will to Succeed. Is chapter one, Swim Real Fast. What do you mean by no limits? That's dangerous, sir.
Well,
anything is possible. Baseball taught me how to win. Baseball taught me how to dream. What are your dreams?
When I grow up, I would be a talkative doorman with a drinking problem.
That's right. You shoot for the star.
Someday, I'll have an office like this to clean.
You could have an office like this of your very own. All you need is someone to point you in the right direction, a role model.
Like R. Kelly and Michael Vick.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The crowd is here and the light.
And although things are going to change next year, we're going to move across the street. There are a few things with the New York Yankees that never change. That's pride, it's tradition, and most of all, we have the greatest fans in the world.
Sometimes I can't remember.
you like to be remembered?
Oh, boy. Trying to find out things. I know I'd like to have this epitaph. Is curiosity did not kill this cat. Curiosity did not kill this cat. I'm curious, of course. I guess what it is, I guess what I've tried in these books is to, what is it like to be that person in that circumstance at that time? What's it like to be black, or white for that matter? What's it like to be old? So in a sense, what's it like doing this kind of job, working? What's it like to be that, at that, how different would you be? How would you behave? Something in that vein.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, live as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
Your brother and sister do right by you?
They did the best they could after my folks were gone. Considering they didn't leave us nothing but $24 in a coffee can.
Are howling way out where the dog is bold, where spurs are a jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call.
Of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul,
he may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. He's the man.
You're hearing Voices from NPR. A shortcut back through 2008 continues with some of the musicians we lost last year.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got a plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. Comes in colors pink and pleasant, glows in the dark cause it's iridescent. Take it with you when you travel far. Get yourself a sweet Madonna dressed in rhinestone satin on pedestal of abalone shell. Going 90, I ain't scary, cause I got the Virgin Mary assuring me that I won't go to hell.
Okay, are you on?
Pretty train that I've ever seen. Birdest train that I've ever seen, I declare now. Run down to Texas, back to New Orleans. New Orleans, yeah. New Orleans, but run down to Jackson, back to New Orleans.
Wow. what does that song say? Prettiest train I've ever seen run down. You say, well, so what? What is that? What about that song that means so much to you? Or, and I don't know. This simplicity of the words, it's certainly wouldn't win a poet's prize or anything, but there's something that is more than what the words are saying. The words are, it's almost like an introduction to feelings that the words came out.
Well, Lily bought a baby a diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, well, Lily gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't stay, he better not take my ring from me.
When I first went there, I was hungry, you know, and never had over $150 in my hand at one time, and $200-$300 at one time started looking good, you understand me? And then $1,000, oh my God, you couldn't say nothing to me until I learned some sense.
I heard John Lee Hooker playing, and he had something out that went like this. I said, Boogie, I ain't no way in hell I can do it, man. That cat had a style that was strictly John Lee Hooker's, you know. I tried to play it. I couldn't play it. And I tried Muddy Waters, and I couldn't do that. So I had to create my own thing. And that's when I came up with...
. 2008 was a particularly bad year for drummers. Some you may have heard of, like Mitch Mitchell and Buddy Miles, who both work with Jimi Hendrix. But then again, there's Earl Palmer and Buddy Harmon. You may not know their names, but you've certainly heard their drums.
Please enter program.
The android at the bar said you could show me my old ship. Let me see it.
Insufficient data. Please specify parameters.
The Enterprise. Show me the bridge of the Enterprise, you chattering piece of...
There have been 5 Federation ships with that name. Please specify by registry number.
NCC-1701. No bloody A, B, C, or D.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
You guys! You guys! Chef is going away! Going away? For how long? Forever.
I'm sorry, boys.
Gonna miss him. I'm gonna miss Chef, and I don't know how to tell him. Dude, how are we gonna go on? Chef was our friend.
And we will all miss you, Chef.
Bye-bye!
Goodbye.
So long, Chef!
Goodbye, Chef! Goodbye, Chef!
See you later!
And now, part 2 of Life Without Chef.
Who you with?
When we were poor, you know how you tell if you're a poor person. You look in the fridge and there's nothing there but bologna. You were talking serious poor. But that bologna was good. We used to fry it till it made a black circle form at the edges. Then roll it like a hot dog and eat it real slow. Make it last, you know. Be chewing with your eyes closed, telling yourself, never, never taste nothing so good. Yeah, we was poor. But here's the thing, I didn't think nothing about it. I thought we was just like everybody else. I thought life was good. I thought how sweet life is.
Every artist would like to have something that lives a long, long, long time. And I had no idea this was going to do that. And every day that I hear it, I used to get burned out back in the late 70s. Oh, I'm sick of this. But now when I hear it, I said, thank God, it's still here, it's still here.
3-4 years old, I would go outside in the afternoon and see if anyone my side was around. Maybe me and my friends would kick an old can up and down the sidewalk till the neighbors told us to shut up, yell at us. You know, that was the neighborhood. Nobody calling out, hey, Byrne, wash your hand. Boy, a piano teacher was on her way over. We didn't have play dates in our neighborhood. We learned to entertain ourselves. I used to have long conversations with the living room walls. I used to be in the room talking to myself, doing voices, and my grandma said, who you talking to, boy? Shuffling her ankles, swollen real bad. You know, I say nothing. She said, you sassing me, boy? I said, no, ma'am.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
You damn right.
My name is Ivan. Ivan Dixon. I don't do much now. I'm retired. but I used to be a film actor, director, and producer.
As soon as Pata Pata starts to play, woo! Hit it!
One of my favorite singers in the whole wide world is Levi Stubbs. Levi had a way with a song that was just very unique. It was a singing, talking kind of approach to music. He sang with the Four Tops, and they just captured everybody's imagination.
Bernadette is a tune that I didn't think I could do at all, because first of all, it was rather out of my range. And to me, it really didn't have a message. You know, it really didn't have a message to me until there was an Italian fellow that came over to teach us some Italian lyrics to this particular tune. And through his explaining, about what some of the various words meant in Italian, you know, and the significance of them in Italian, it gave me a better outlook on the thing. And through that, I was able to get a little message across, I'd say. I'm extremely critical of myself anyway, so, you know, it would be much better for someone else to sum up, you know, how things are with my singing, because I probably would always put me down.
You seem also to have caught the imagination of the pop stars in this country.
What is this pop star?
People who sing with guitars. Have you anything to say about that?
You mean the Beatles?
Yes.
I found them very intelligent and young men of very great potential in life.
It's 2008.
You're hearing voices.
Let's wind the clocks back a year.
Next up, a tour of the White House with Barack Obama.
The inside of the White House doesn't have the luminous quality that you might expect from TV or film. It seems well kept but worn. A big old house that one imagines might be a bit drafty on cold winter nights. Still, as I stood in the foyer and let my eyes wander down the corridors, it was impossible to forget the history that had been made there. JFK and Bobby Kennedy huddling over the Cuban Missile Crisis. FDR making last-minute changes to a radio address. Lincoln alone, pacing the halls and shouldering the weight of the nation.
It was springtime. The tulips had just come out. I never forget. We looked out across. It was one of those gorgeous days. And I was pretty emotionally wrought up. And I remember that I could just hardly bring myself to tell Arlington that he had to go. But I did it. I cut off one arm. Then cut off the other.
Over in the west wing of the White House, there's the problem of leaks. A few weeks ago, those stories broke about the Kennedy tapes, and that caused something of a stir. Up on the Hill, I understand they were saying you need eloquence in the state dining room, wit in the East Room, and sign language in the Oval Office.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
The other person knows, is aware of it, is Mark Bell. We've talked about Mark Bell. And
the president himself appeared in the doorway and waved me in.
Almost 3 minutes behind, Raphael. Pick up the pace.
Obama, the president said, shaking my hand. Come here and meet Laura. Laura, you remember Obama. We saw him on TV during election night. Beautiful family. And that wife of yours, that's one impressive lady. The president turned to an aide nearby, who squirted a big dollop of hand sanitizer in the president's hand. Want some? Good stuff. Keeps you from getting colds.
You know, my running times are better than ever since the Afghan invasion. I'm back down from 7-minute miles to the 6:45s. I mean, honestly, probably the fastest president in history.
Come over here for a second, he said, leading me off to one side of the room. You know, he said quietly, I hope you don't mind me giving you a piece of advice. Not at all, Mr. President. You've got a bright future, he said, very bright. But I've been in this town a while, and let me tell you, it can be tough. When you get a lot of attention, like you've been getting, people start gunning for you. And it won't necessarily be just coming from my side, you understand. from yours too. Everybody will be waiting for you to slip. Know what I mean? So watch yourself.
Those mob fools want you gone so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things. Forever. To them, you're just a freak. Like me. They need you right now. When they don't, they'll cast you out. Like a leper.
So watch yourself.
Now that I'm headed to retirement.
Jimmy Stryker, businesses with closing doors, murderous dictators. The value of your home can sell. Make you drive even more. Make your fiscal fulfill their stated ambitions. In a distressing scenario would unfold.
I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to
So what if the guy threw a shoe at me? The verdict of history is unmistakable.
Do you feel bad for the guy?
For President Bush?
Yes, sir.
He deserves it.
It's like going to a political rally and having people yell at you.
I would have liked to have done it myself.
It's like driving down the street and have people not gesturing with all five fingers.
You're garbage. Who kills for money?
It's a way for people to draw, attention. I don't know what the guy's cause is.
Listen as the crowd would sing. Now the old king is dead, long live the king. One minute I held the key. Next the walls were closed on me. And I discovered that my castle stand upon pillars of salt and pillars of sand. I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield, my missionary.
They want us to leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If that's what they want us to do.
We were so depressed that it is so amazing to see that we actually can turn the country around.
And CNN cannot reject the Barack Obama.
Senator Obama and I have had and argued our differences, and he has prevailed. No doubt many of those differences remain. These are difficult times for our country, and I pledge to him tonight to do all in my power to help him lead us through the many challenges we face.
America, we have come so far. We have seen so much, but there's so much more to do. So tonight, let us ask ourselves, if our children should live to see the next century, what change will they see? What progress will we have made? This is our chance to answer that call. This is our moment. This is our time. Put our people back to work and open doors of opportunity for our kids. To restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace. To reclaim the American dream and reaffirm that fundamental truth that out of many, we are one.
I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now.
That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Shortcuts was produced by Peter Beauchamp.
Really?
No, dickhead. A nutless monkey can do your job. Now go get drunk.
take credit at all the parties.
I would never do that.
Junk. But seriously, I'm not listening.
And a happy new year filled with good fortune. Of course, I realize this can't happen for everyone. Some of you are going to die next year, and others will be crippled and maimed in accidents, perhaps even completely paralyzed. Therefore, many of you will not get to enjoy the happy and fortunate new year I'm wishing for you at this moment. So, just try to do the best you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you. You have been a pleasure. And it just remains for me to say, as this evening draws to a close, good luck.
So ends our shortcut back through 2008.
And good night.
I'm Peter Beauchamp of WBAI. There's more shortcuts at mixedup.com. And a list of the people you heard in this hour is at hearingvoices.com. Have a happy new year.
Hearing Voices is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. Our producers are Scott Carrier, Ann Hepperman, Larry Massett, and Kara Oler. Our intern is Max Darham. Mix engineer is Robin Wise of soundimagery.com. Executive producer is Barrett Golding. From NPR, National Public Radio, this is hearingvoices.com.